833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. What's the worst pain that you've ever... Sorry, I'm in pain right now. I can't even talk. What's the worst pain that you've ever dealt with? Currently, I've got a pinched nerve in my back. It's getting better, but dang... It is funny, the littlest thing connected to your body can make you feel a lot of pain. I know Liv the Web Girl was in pain yesterday. She was cramping up. How are you feeling today, Liv? Are you feeling any better at all or no?
Yeah, I'm feeling 100%.
Wow. One day like that? God, I wish
I had
cramps.
2 days. It was Monday and yesterday. But okay. Today I'm good.
All right, good. Now, we talked about this the other day in Joe's Need to Know News, but we have an excuse why. There's this guy named Chuck, and he sang the national anthem before a minor league baseball game between the High Point Rockies and the Skeeters in North Carolina. And listen to him singing how bad this is, because it is terrible. He says he actually had cramps.
Can you see by the dawn's early light who's...
Like, that makes a little more sense if he's like, oh, God, bless me.
Sounded to me like he just wasn't prepared.
Or he wasn't, like, trying to be a joke of it. But either way, he says he had cramps. Okay, cramps aren't the worst thing in the world. I know that having a pinched nerve in your back is probably not the worst thing. I'm wondering... Who on the Joe and Alex Show has had something pretty painful? What's the worst pain out there? 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick things off with Stephanie. I'm sorry, Jasmine. Hey, Jasmine, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Well, got the pinched nerve, but I'm good. What's up? What was the pain you had?
I'm doing just fine. The worst pain I had is when I battled cancer last year. It all started off with like a really, really, really severe migraine. So that's basically how I found out that I had cancer.
Well, like brain cancer or a tumor? What was it?
It was a tumor in my sinus area. The cancer is more common in children. It's very rare for adults to get it.
Wow.
So I had a children's cancer. If I pronounce the name wrong, just forgive me. It's called like alveolar rhabdosarcoma.
Just go with it. That's what I tell Alex when we don't know something. I'm like, just act like it's like blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, because obviously pretty much everyone knows someone affected by cancer, but they may not have felt what it's like going through it themselves. What does the pain of having cancer feel like?
Horrible. Horrible. If that's what that feels like, that's the only way that I can describe it. I really didn't start to feel better maybe until after like my second round of chemo, but you know, of course the tumor was still there, but it took a while for them to actually even start giving me the treatments before they even gave me the diagnosis. So during that time,
is your body just throbbing with pain? Is it like your bones hurt? Is it touching your skin hurts?
It was more of where the tumor was.
Okay.
So it was more of the pressure. It's just like really, really bad pressure that was behind my eye and more like in my nose area.
Oh, that's insane.
When I received chemo, it was more of like maybe like a really, really, really bad stomach virus, like a really, really bad stomach ache.
Wow.
To like the 20th power.
Well, we are so glad that you're doing better, and thank you for calling in, Jasmine, to kick things off. Liv the Web Girl, what do we got, a tweet?
Yes, someone just tweeted in and said, my daughter was born 11 weeks early because I was rushed into an emergency C-section. The epidural didn't take, so I felt every bit of the surgery, all the slices and my organs being moved around and the extraction of the baby. I was screaming in pain.
Nope.
Both of us are fine and healthy now.
Holy smokes.
Wow. You win. Stephanie, you're kind of recovering. I hope it wasn't that bad, but you had a C-section, is that right?
C-section, yes.
What happened?
I just ended up having to have an emergency C-section because I wasn't dilating and the baby was trying to get out. So the surgery was fine, but the next morning it was the 23rd of December, so the nursery was closed and I was there all by myself. So they just brought the baby in at 6 a.m., and we're like, here, take care of her.
Did this just happen a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Sounds like a baby behind
you.
Yeah, is that the baby from the 23rd of December?
Yeah.
So this just happened?
Yeah, 4 months ago.
Oh my goodness. Well, congratulations. I was a C-section baby, and so was my little brother.
Of course you
were. My mom had both of us C-section, and yeah, I've heard that the recovery pain is absolutely awful.
My sister had a baby with through a C-section, and she said that's the only way she wants to have one now. She said,
really?
Yeah, she did not mind it at all. She didn't have a bad recovery, anything like that, because you still have a lot of recovery when you have it the other way, and you have to like wear a diaper and things.
True. Well, some people just like to wear diapers for fun.
Things
like pork
have
chop.
To get sewn afterwards, let's just say.
All right. I think we didn't need to be told what we already know. Julaine, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What was the painful thing you had?
Hi. So it was the morning of my 19th birthday, and I woke up with a pretty dull pain in my left side. And within like a half an hour, I couldn't even stand up straight. So I went to the emergency room and they did a scan, and I ended up having an ovarian cyst on my left ovary that was bigger than my actual ovary.
Whoa!
Dang! Yeah.
It was like tipping you over?
Yeah. The nurse was like, she's like, I'm going to show you what your right ovary looks like. See that little tiny like white dot? I was like, yeah. And she's like, so here's your left side. Somewhere behind this gigantic black cloud mass is your ovary. Somewhere.
Holy
in there.
Cow. And so did they have to rupture that?
They had to run the bunch of tests to make sure that like I was still getting blood flow through it and that it wasn't twisted or anything. And it wasn't. Everything was fine. So she says that, you know, probably within a few days it'll rupture on its own and I'll be okay. But they had to put me on like a IV pain drip to even lay me out on my back to look at me because I literally couldn't straighten my body out. I was
God. So you went from like Julaine to like Jolene kind of because you're like leaning to one side like, oh, yeah.
So how long did it take for it to rupture on its own?
Honestly, I don't know because they say that like you don't really feel it.
Oh, okay. So I thought you did. I thought it was like super painful and then like you bleed a lot.
I didn't really have any of that. So I mean, unless maybe it happened around the same time as like my cycle, maybe, so I just didn't notice. I'm not sure how they all work out. But
maybe you got really lucky with that. Jeez.
My sister had a cyst on one of her ovaries, and it was the size of a 5-month fetus.
Oh my gosh.
She had to have surgery to get it taken out, and she actually lost an ovary with the surgery. Isn't that crazy? A 5-month fetus.
It's Return of the Cyst.
We named it. We all named it.
What was his name?
I think, I forget what its name was. Oh, dang it. I bet my mom and dad are Henry? Listening right now. No, I think it was a girl name. I think it was like Celeste or something. Like Celeste the Cyst.
All right, let's wrap it up with Yasmeen. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What was the worst pain you ever had?
This past December, I actually had a herniated disc, which sounds like what you have. I had a pain in my left butt cheek.
Ooh, that kind of sounds like what I do have.
How do you get rid of it?
You don't have to get a new butt?
I had to have surgery. I had surgery in December, and it helped so much. So what I would really recommend, because I'm listening to you talk about your stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was me. I was going to a chiropractor, and then the chiropractor was like, oh, your pain's not going away. Let's get an MRI. So then I saw the MRI, and he was like, he sees it, and he's like, I can't fix this. It's too big of a, like, bulging disc. It was 15 millimeters. So he said, I mean, I don't, you know, that sounds super small to me, but he said it was one of the biggest that he's ever seen. So I had to book a surgery. And since it was so close to the end of the year, I had to book it the following week. And
So, Joe, can you get an MRI or what?
I am, but that costs money. Does anybody want to give me a free MRI? I'll give you a shout out.
A free MRI?
No, I'll have to check into that. I pray to God that's not what it is, but thank you for sharing, Yasmeen. Yeah. But I hope not.
Go down to Bill's back alley MRI.
I don't think it is, only because it felt so much better until I took that road trip and I had to sit for so long.
You know, I actually know what it feels like to give birth. I've had kidney stones, and they say that pain is equivalent.
Eesh.
And oh my gosh, all night long I was just screaming. If you've got kidney stones, take a hot bath. That helps.
Okay. Well, now I'm afraid to do anything.
Now, you know what my biggest pain ever was? Listening to Pork Chop Stories.